The final domain we're going to discuss is elimination and excretion. So the primary way that we are going to get these drugs out of our system is for exactly the reasons we just described, the kidney. So you're going to pee out these molecules because of all of the efforts that the body goes to prepare those molecules for excretion through this pathway, through that phase 1 and 2 metabolism. Now, there are other routes of elimination. Our bile produced by our liver, even in terms of exhalation, getting attached to the CO2 that is exhaled by our lungs, and then even sweat being secreted by our skin. These are all examples that the drug can leave our body in these ways. And when we think about this, I mean, this really controls, you have your rate of administration and your rate of elimination controlling your concentration. So when we think about it in that sense, elimination is a primary safeguard in that it is making sure we don't start to accumulate medication within the body if everything is working appropriately. We're going to avoid accumulation. We're going to avoid toxicity. Now, an example, a clinical application of elimination being important, even just in terms of our understanding of the role it is going to play in medication use, counseling, when we think about the example of chemotherapy. So chemotherapy, because of its use as an anti-cancer agent, we're really trying to largely have a systemic effect in most cases. You're wanting to, especially in the more aggressive examples, very systemically encompass that effect throughout the body and really, really go after those cancer cells wherever they may be. So with that incredibly large volume of distribution, you see it eliminated in almost every pathway that we have. You see it eliminated in tears. This may be a point of discussion for the sake of the safety of your clinical staff, that you may have garbing procedures, that they have to take extra precautions because the patient is on a medication that is excreted so pervasively. This could be something that comes up in counseling in terms of for family members. If you have a highly toxic medication that you're concerned about risk of contact exposure, it's worth knowing for the sake of that patient if the sweat secreted by their skin could be a problem for their kids who want to give them a hug, or even for potential partners in terms of you may see trace amounts in sexual fluids. It's really incorporated in every facet of that discussion.